it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
We'll pull up some dust and sit down.
Well, hey now, welcome to the Spano and Black Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senator Roberto on the West Coast. You, the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio, they're taking us along for the ride each and every day. Affiliates all around the country hold their breath in anticipation of hearing their names mentioned. It never bleeping happens. Get over it. It's all about radio on the go. The platforms, the devices, the various different ways that you can get not only this show, but all the programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Everybody that has the devices, well, you're all sitting in the back seat because Joe Spano knows more about them than you do. He's Joe Spano, the device guy.
Yes. But before I run down the ways you can take the Sports Byline Broadcast Network on the go, Bob, I've got to ask you. I can't have you say, you can't say hey now anymore.
Well, that's my shtick.
Yep, but it's not an actual, it doesn't actually make any sense. Use it in a sentence.
Well, hey now. Exactly.
Bob, I'm going to ask you not to use it anymore.
During the show. What am I going to do?
An homage to the great Larry Sanders Show. I guess I'm Gary Shandling, which means I'm dead, and you're the very
and
much
Kingsley,
alike.
Which means I'm a transgender.
Oh, did I love that show? Guess what we're not going to do in this segment? Run down the many ways you can take the Sports Byline Broadcast Network on the go, because instead we did improvisational comedy.
Yeah.
Me playing Gary Shandling and you playing Jeffrey Tambor.
And there you go. I think they got it down.
If they don't, well, I don't know. If you're listening and don't know how, well, I really don't know what to tell you. We'll set the table, start knocking things down next year on the attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. When you put us together, we're the Spano and Black Attack. You're checking us out on Sports Byline. And we'll kick it off right after this.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
All right, stupid, pick up the phone and call cop.
You're nuts, Rocky. You want to play some more? What am I supposed to tell him?
Tell him to get over here. You're going to make a confession.
Lieutenant Cobb, please. This is Lloyd Castro.
What's the matter, Castro?
Hello, Cobb. This is Lloyd Castro. Get over to my place. I'd like to make a full confession. Now, will you put that thing away?
I don't think we're going to play with this anymore. Now that you've called your two boys, let's really call Gus Cobb. I think he'd like to meet them. And do me a favor, Castro, while I'm on the phone. Try to jump me.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
It's new, it's fresh, and it's current, Bob.
Yes. Just like ourselves. Or my underwear. I haven't figured out which.
I was wondering, was that Ryan Fitzpatrick in his contract negotiations with Mike McKagan last year?
Ouch.
to get that $12 million that he earned.
There you go. By the way, and before we say, because I'll set it up for us. It's going to be all NFL unless we manage to squeeze something else in, people. He's going to play in the league somewhere this year.
Who, Ryan Fitzpatrick?
Yeah.
He'll back up somewhere for a couple of million dollars. He's not going to hold anybody hostage like he did last year, thanks to the help of all his teammates who said, we want him back. I mean, and, you know, God bless the teammates. And this is where it's funny. Sometimes when you're outspoken in contract negotiation situations like this on behalf of somebody else coming back, well, I didn't see anybody giving up any money to help the cap situation to bring Fitzy back. Eventually, the Jets found a way to bring him back, and it was, you know, the biggest robbery since the Brinks job, to be honest with you. I mean, yeah, and Ryan Fitzpatrick didn't even have to bring a gun. So it worked out great for him. Terrible for the Jets. He's back on the open market, and I'm sure, you know, as you said, after all the dust settles, and there's a team out there that says, okay, we got a starter in place. We're a contender. We need a backup. That way, if our starter does get hurt, the season's not over. Well, that's Ryan Fitzpatrick. That's Brian Hoyer. That's A.J. McCarron. That's Trevor Siemian. You know, there's not enough of them, but there are those guys around this league. And if, again, as I said, like the closer in baseball, if you're a contender, you should have one. If you are not, I would lose them, you know, and trade them and get something for them. But if you are a contender in baseball, the closer is always more valuable than if you're not. And it's the same thing with quality backup quarterbacks. If you are a contender, a quality backup quarterback is incredibly valuable. If you are not and you have one of those, trade them and get something for them, because I think now, and we've talked about it, and this is one of the things where we've been at the forefront. We talked about that value. I think I went into great detail at one point making a dissertation about the value of the backup quarterback. Yep. And all of a sudden, you know, as free agency approaches, we heard the remarkably large offer that Tampa Bay made to Mike Glennon to be their backup quarterback, and went so far as to say you could be the backup quarterback here for life, you know, until you don't want to play anymore. He's going to politely decline and go in another direction. But I think that statement, the statements that came out of Tampa Bay, the words about the wording and the rumors about what they were offering and how much they valued Mike Glennon as a backup is going to make contending teams start to realize just exactly how important the backup quarterback is in this quarterback-driven league. And I think in time, all of these contending teams, more so than the non-contenders, because it was strange. You looked around the NFL, all the non-contending teams had good backup quarterbacks. All the contenders didn't have good backup quarterbacks. I think you're going to see that change, and I think you're going to see these contending teams find a way to pay backup quarterbacks what they need to pay them and also value them in trade talks and things like that and pay a price to get them.
I think that's a fair assessment, but, you know, it's funny. It's something literally that we have been talking about since we've been on the air. You know, it's something that, and every once in a while we get it right and people catch up or organizations catch up or the league catches up. You cannot operate in any league, and specifically in this league, with the most important player on the field if you don't have an adequate plan in case they go down. It's difficult to do because in the old days, you know, the money just wasn't there pre-salary cap where you could invest it logically and excuse me, it as the cap changed and, you know, free agency, it was more rigid and everything else. Movement was less fluid. I mean, remember those days where people were free agents and they never moved from team to team? You know, so it's a completely relevant discussion that you have there because you cannot put the risk of having a Super Bowl caliber team all of a sudden be completely derailed because at one position, albeit the key position, you don't have adequate backup and you have to pay for them. They should be valued, as we talked about. You know, the best example of that ever, Joe, was the New York Giant team when Phil Simms went down.
Jeff Hostetler, a different time, you know, of course, where you could stockpile that kind of talent.
Right, but they were playing the best football in the National Football League at the time when Phil Simms went down. And then they had to regroup a little bit, but ultimately Jeff Hostetler put a ring on the fingers of that Giant football team. You know, exactly right. Virtually unheard of. And, you know, you look around the league and one of these guys has already sucked up, Brian Hoyer going to San Francisco. It you have to have one. You know, you can't, you know, the A.J. McCarrons of the world are valuable. You have to have one of them on your football team.
Why these non-contending teams end up with them, I have no idea, because it shouldn't matter to them the same way that a quality closer in baseball shouldn't matter to a non-contending team. Trade them and get something. What's the difference?
Exactly right.
You know, you're losing anyway. But the contending teams are now going to start to I think you're going to start to see them covet and value them just for the simple fact that it's a quarterback-driven league more than ever. And if you don't have one, you can't win. And as you talked about with the way movement is now, windows of opportunity in this sport close faster than ever. You would hate to burn a year because everything else was in place and your starter got hurt. And let's go back and take a look at this past season's playoffs. Who was one of the darlings of the AFC as the regular season was rolling along? And who was the team we were all talking about in the same conversation with the Patriots and the Steelers as they were emerging as a real contender to go to the Super Bowl out of the AFC? I think you know where I'm going.
Hey now, Oakland Raiders.
Exactly. Please stop saying hey now. Unless you can use it in a sense.
I just did.
Yeah, it's true. That's exactly right.
It actually wasn't a sentence. I just answered the question.
But again, the Oakland Raiders. And as soon as Derek Carr went down, you know, if you had a Brian Hoyer or an A.J. McCarron or a Trevor, this season's not lost the way it was. You know, as soon as you're trotting out Matt McGloin, the season's over.
Yeah.
And no chance, no problem, cannot move the football a damn lick. So those teams need to get a guy. Is he going to be as good as your starter if you're a contending team? Well, no. You know, Brian Hoyer, he's the starter in San Francisco for now until somebody else, the only quarterback on the roster. So it's either him or you. So well, I think it's going to be him.
Yeah, I'll give you a prediction about that right now. We'll sidebar here for a second. Okay. You know who their second round draft pick is going to be? One of those quarterbacks that falls out of the first round, or Pat Mahomes.
You think Pat Mahomes can? If he falls to the second round, I think we talked about this the other day. After we were wading through these guys, who some I like more than others, and some of them we like more than the other guy likes, but I think we all agree they're not top of the first round values, and they don't project out that way, yet some of them are going to be drafted that way. So I'm of the mindset that when you look at it from a value standpoint, the difference between these guys and the risk versus reward, if a guy like Mahomes falls to the top of the second round, I'd much rather pick him than pick any of these guys at the top of the first round.
Yep.
Let's stay with this discussion a little off the beaten path, and then we'll get it back on track as we move along through this Thursday edition of the Spano and Black Attack here on Sports Byline. You be sure to keep it where it is.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right. Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
This is a health warning from Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. Just call 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
What's the matter with you two? Can't you take it?
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. And we're talking National Football League and specifically Brian Hoyer and, you know, his value. And Oakland Raiders, we went in that direction, and we look what happened to them. Basically, the value of the backup quarterbacks. And, you know, it's funny, Joe, and I during the break, I was thinking about if I'm the Oakland Raiders, especially going off last year, if I can cut the right deal, $1 million, $2 million, whatever the going rate is, Ryan Fitzpatrick is my boy. I mean, I'm a Super Bowl ready team.
Yeah.
Let's make sure the same thing doesn't happen. Ryan, here's a nice check for you.
Right. It's not going to be the $12 million you made last year, but you know what? Everything else is in place. I got room. Whatever room I have under the salary cap, a big chunk of it go to you. You know, I mean, obviously, if I'm a good team and I'm awash in cash, well, I'm not going to be stupid. But
right.
I would have no problem giving my backup $5 to $7 million a year to hold the clipboard. It protects my season. You know, there's just no way. If you're one of 8 to 12 teams in this league that we will look at the start of training camp and say, you are a real contender to win the whole darn thing. You had better be sure that your backup quarterback is capable and not a guy that you trot out and we all go, season's over. You know, no Matt McGloins. You know, it's one of the things Oakland should address. I don't think they will. Although they're washing money and there's no reason not to.
Yeah.
But they cannot go into the season next year with Matt McGloin as their backup quarterback. You saw how badly it went. I'm not saying Derek Carr's getting hurt all the time, but it could have been a dream season for the Raiders, and they're fortunate. They're young. They got a ton of money under the cap. Their window's not closing.
Nope.
But what do we always say? Nothing's a guarantee. You know, just ask Dan Marino. He never thought his window was going to close. Made the Super Bowl as a rookie. Never got back.
Yep. You know, you look at what happened and exactly how it played out with Oakland last year, Joe. Last game of the season. Everything pointing in the right direction. Everything. Last game of the season. And disaster strikes. That's exactly why you have one on the roster. Not for game four, not for game nine. God forbid, I mean, if he goes down with a catastrophic injury early in the season, you know, maybe you go to the Super Bowl, maybe you don't. It's difficult with any backup to get to that level. But you can't tell me, had a Brian Hoyer been on that roster, had a Ryan Fitzpatrick been on that roster, had, you know, an A.J. McCarron been on that roster, that they wouldn't have won that first-round game and maybe caught a little bit of lightning in a bottle and were able to continue along. Now, look, I mean, New England played great football last year. Pittsburgh was on a roll when they went into the playoffs. Who knows how it would have played out. But, I mean, there ain't a person in the planet that thought Oakland was going to advance. None. And they did it to themselves.
Well said. So now you've got the Spano and Black thoughts on the values of a backup quarterback. It looks like it's starting to slowly become a trend and understood around the league. The Buccaneers certainly value it. It's not going to help them because Glennon's going to move along, and we'll get to that as we move along in the program. But let's see if it does become something where when we're talking in July about, and we'll remember to bring this up, because there's going to be between 8 and 12 teams we think have a real shot to go to the Super Bowl. It's how it works every year, right?
Right.
We'll see how many of those teams bothered to make sure that they had capable backup quarterbacks. And you know, we'll just see if the trend is starting to take off.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
So, you know, that's the story there. Anything, you have a final thought on this you want to get in before we move it forward?
Well, no, I mean, it's perfect. I think right where we left it. But let's continue the flow with the Niners signing Brian Hoyer. For it, against it.
Fine. I mean, you know, again, here's the thing. They don't have a quarterback on their roster. They didn't covet Glennon the way the Bears did, so the Bears were going to get Glennon. Tyrod Taylor's not on the market. They're not in the Garoppolo sweepstakes, if there is one. They don't want to use their – they've made it clear they don't want to use their number two overall pick on any of these young quarterbacks. They don't want to wait until a wraparound, or maybe they do. But, and maybe they're in the Kirk Cousins sweepstakes if there is one. But again, I don't know who you talk to in Washington because nobody knows who's in charge. So with that being the case, well, I don't have any quarterbacks on my roster and I need one. If I'm a bad team and this is my starter, well, we'll be a bad team. with or without him at quarterback. That's fine. Yeah. You know, he'll be a placeholder. When we get somebody good, he can now be our backup. He is one of the very best backup quarterbacks in the game and a serviceable starter where if everything else is right, he will get you to the playoffs. You know, witness what he did in Houston. You know, albeit he turned the ball over six times in our playoff game, but I think it was six. But, you know, he is a guy. He's not one of those guys where he's a good backup, but if you have to start him, you're awful and you can't win. You absolutely can win games with Brian, going into the season with Brian Hoyer as your starter. It's a move that makes sense on some level for the 49ers in that now they don't have to force their hand on what they do with the quarterback position as they go through the rebuilding process. But, you know, but again, do the 49ers really need a capable backup quarterback? Right now, he is their starter. He's the only one on the roster. You know, once the shell game shakes out, they may be better served to trade him. But again, it's a sound move because you got your placeholder and now your hand is not forced as far as what you have to do at the quarterback position. If nothing presents itself that you're comfortable with, well, start Brian Hoyer and be done with it. If yep. something does present itself, it's not like you got to cut Brian Hoyer because he can't be there. You know, oh, he'll be a distraction to our starter. No, he won't. He'll sit back, wear the baseball cap and hold the clipboard and be damn good at it. When he needs to jog in, he'll jog in and do just fine.
Yep. Couldn't agree more. I mean, look, it. First of all, you got to have somebody back there. No.
It helps. I mean, you know, I mean, I guess if you were allowed to roll out like a, you know, one of those jugs machines and just have it throw the football for you, you could do that.
Single wing. Yeah. But there you go. You know, it, and you're 100% right. This is where I mean, I'm sure they're going to draft a quarterback. You get another young guy on a roster. I mean, like a complete seventh round project with a cannon arm. You know, whoever the guy is, in addition to the guy you draft. And you put him on the team. You're not going to win football games anyway next year. And if, God forbid, Hoyer goes down, you play those guys and maybe you find somebody. You know, it wouldn't be the first time it happened. Somebody evolves and all of a sudden becomes your quarterback of the future. For all their need and everything that they're going on, if I'm a San Francisco 49er fan, I am exhaling big time because of the fact that they signed him rather than going with one of the big three of the quarterbacks with that second pick or making the Kirk Cousins trade. And I'll tell you why about the Kirk Cousins trade, Joe. You know, for Washington in this dysfunctional way that they operate and always have, they've
I'm sorry.
Kicked them. Well, I mean, I feel bad for the guy. I really do. But they have managed to tie their own hands behind their back in the way they've dealt with Cousins.
I've done that on date night before, but that's a different story.
I've been left in the back seat of the car. So, but think about it. You know, they put the franchise on him last year because they couldn't come to an agreement with the deal. During the offseason, and even during the in-season, they couldn't get anything done. During the offseason, thus far, they haven't been able to get anything done. They got to franchise him again. But with the inability to get something done, at least on the numbers that they want to, they're telling the rest of the league, yeah, we value him, but we're not quite sure that we value him as much as other what we consider elite starting quarterbacks in the league. So we're willing to trade him. And if
so
I'm sitting
what
are you
willing to give us?
Yeah. Well, yeah, you know, and if I'm sitting on the other end of the telephone, I'm thinking to myself, well, if you don't value him as much as the rest of the elite quarterbacks in the National League, then why should I value him as much? So your asking price is too high. They're going to end up with a bag of turd for him, relatively speaking. You know, not.
Well, at that point, then just hang on to it, whether he's happy or not. Or though at some point, you're going to have to sign him because you can't keep afford to paying him on the franchise tag. He's got to be making $900 million a year.
He'll own the franchise.
Right. He'll make more than Daniel Snyder.
I mean, they really have done an incredibly bad job with this guy. Now, I mean, from Cousins' point of view, yeah, I'll be the highest paid quarterback in the game, or one of them. keep signing me. You know, it's I've never seen this kind of dysfunction involving the leader of your football team before. Never.
I don't know how to describe it. I'm sure we've seen it somewhere before, but it's just nothing like this is sticking in my head. I'll say it like that. But, you know, it's the mess that continues. We'll continue our journey through the legal tampering period. Why anybody couldn't come up with a better name for it than that, I don't know. But, you know, all the news, the rumors, what's official, what's not, what will happen, won't happen. We'll have it all next here on The Attack. We're Spano and Black, no flipping.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780. Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Nobody really needs or wants home security until it's too late. You've heard the statistics about how many burglaries there are per day. You see the news. You know there are people out there that do bad things. The best way to help protect your home and your property is with an ADT monitored system from Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider. Call right now to get a free wireless home security system valued at $850. An ADT monitored system can help protect your home from fires, theft, floods, and call for emergency help. Call now to find out more about our $850 free wireless home security system and start enjoying the peace of mind of security today. Call 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. This offer is for new customers only. Termination fees apply. $99 customer installation charge and 36-month monitoring agreement required. Offer details, license terms, and conditions available at secureathome.com.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Go put your coat on, honey. This is getting good.
Hey, now. I don't know about that. I tried to use it in a sentence, man.
I did love that show.
That was so good.
Jeffrey, it was such a great goof on a talk show. The Gary Shandling as Larry Sanders, and you can Larry Sanders was the typical insecure, egomaniacal talk show host behind the scenes. I mean, they amped it up, put it on steroids, but I guess in many ways he was supposed to be the same level of kind of hump that Johnny Carson was.
Right.
You know, I'm guessing that's what a lot of it was loosely based on. I mean, Johnny Carson was the greatest late night talk show host that there ever was and ever will be by a wide margin. But I can tell you unequivocally, not a nice man. Just ask all the ex-wives and ask a lot of people that dealt with him. Johnny was not a nice guy. I think we'd all agree there.
Well, I mean, I don't know the guy. You know,
I don't know. I know one thing about him. He's dead.
Yeah, that, and there you go. But, you know, from all accounts, he was difficult to work with. But, you know, I also take it on the... But I also take it on the perspective of, you know, it's your name out there every night, five nights a week, or at the end, three nights a week. And having been around a number of big stars, the most prominent of which, you know, he's old school guy, but a guy like Paul Anka, who was as demanding an SOB as I've ever met in my life.
Yeah, you told that story. You crushed my mother's heart. She was a huge Paul Anka fan. I just can't stand him.
You know, but the reality
won't see
is
him anymore.
You know, but the reality is he was actually looking out for his fans because he wanted perfection when he was out there. And if something glitched or somebody in his orchestra hit a wrong note or the lighting wasn't right, it wasn't for his ego. It was for the fact that they let the fans down.
Well, I'm okay with that. But, you know, Johnny, there was time. I mean, again, I wasn't there and don't know. And I understand that. You know, we are kind of the same way. I mean, I know particularly me. I can get absolutely beside myself and apoplectic behind the scenes when things aren't right. I admit it. And we all know that to be true. You know,
it's our product and it's our name on it. So, you know,
and we both said that. Hey, this is our name on it. You know, if I put my name behind something, I expect the same level of commitment from you that, you know, when I say you, I mean everybody involved that we're giving. So, and if you can't meet those sort of expectations, you don't belong as part of our team. I get that. I do get it. You know, and I had a little more insight on Johnny than some would. In my 20s, one of the people I hung out with was a guy by the name of Bobby Quinn. As we all know, there was a Bobby Quinn involved in the Tonight Show.
Right.
It was his son.
Right.
So, you know. And he did tell the story of Johnny taking them all to a closed Universal Studios out there. Or, one of the amusement parks, they closed it. And Johnny took all the kids. There were a bunch of kids out there, and he took them all on rides all day. So, you know, there was a human side. I guess he liked kids.
Yeah.
But, you know, obviously the Larry Sanders character is a takeoff on the mega insecure late night host star. And, you know, right. They obviously play it up to the hilt because, you know, the Larry Sanders character was an incredible, was in so many ways just a horrible human being when the lights were off. Was he not?
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, and the... The sidekick, the Hank Kingsley character.
The marginally talented sidekick.
Right. But, you know, a lot of times the sidekick is the sidekick because he's got some timing and he's marginally talented, but his byplay with the... I wouldn't even say marginally talented. He's limited to certain things he can do, certain things he can't do. But his byplay with the host makes it work so well that the whole greater than the sum of the parts.
Absolutely.
But, you know, the Hank character was such a goofball off the... I mean, just, he was a lunatic. Yeah, you know, the Larry Sanders character was just a dour, rotten guy. You know,
Darlene. Kind of
but the Hank Kingsley character was had an ego disproportionate to his talent and was out of his mind. I mean, just out of his mind. Well, as usual, we digress, and there's 4 minutes that... Nobody can get back, but so what do you say we can? What do you say we continue where we move along and we discuss the ever moving world of the NFL as the legal tampering period is in effect before the March 9th calendar year? And oh, by the way, today's March 9th, the calendar year starts at 4 p.m. So a lot of what we are talking about that isn't yet official will become official at that time, as everybody's allowed to put pen to paper. But before we actually move on to this, again, this is the stupidest name for a period of time I've ever heard of. Because doesn't tampering imply that it's not legal?
Right?
If, 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 it, If it's legal, well, then we're not tampering. We're talking. So like the legal tampering, I'm like, you really couldn't come up with another name? You know, the window before you're allowed to sign anything that would actually make sense. You know, legal tampering, talk about an oxymoron. You know, it's the legal tampering period. Oh, okay.
I have this, you know, vision of Brian Hoyer sitting at a booth at the North Beach. You know, Ron's across the room, you know, and John Lynch is in the booth behind Brian Hoyer, wadding up paper napkins. I know they don't have paper napkins in North Beach, but wadding up paper napkins and throwing them over his shoulder into Brian Hoyer's, you know, consomme.
With contract offers. Take it out before the ink runs into your soup.
With contract offers on them.
They can tamper above board because it's legal tampering.
No. Before the legal tampering.
Stupidest day for a parent. The legal tampering. You know, and there's probably some guy with like a 150 plus IQ goes to Mensa meetings that came up with this. We'll call it legal tampering. Nobody will understand how screwed up that is.
Yeah.
And nobody really does, except it just came to me. I'm like, legal tampering. Okay. I guess it's right up there with a little pregnant. Well, are you or aren't you? You know? Are you tampering or can we talk to him? Well, it's legal tampering.
We'd be tampering.
Yeah. Well, it's legal tampering. And so a lot of the things we talk about aren't official yet, but will be later today, sometime around 4 p.m. Eastern time. Some of them are official if you were cut by your other teams. Like Brian Hoyer's official. He was just – I think he was cut, right? Or is he just a free agent and he becomes official today? I forget.
Yeah, I think he was. But anyway, he was out there. So it was good.
So where you want to go next? You want to stay with quarterbacks and then move on to some other positions? So we'll go with Tyrod Taylor.
Yeah.
The Buffalo Bills do an incredible reversal, double backflip, you know – sunset flip, whatever, because I never thought Tyrod Taylor was going to stay there, and I thought the Browns didn't want to have their hand forced, and I thought they'd bring in Tyrod Taylor as their own placeholder and hope to build him into something more. And they don't get that opportunity as Tyrod Taylor agrees to a restructured 5-year deal with the Bills that, based on what I read, and I read it in one place, and I couldn't really find much more. From what I can tell, it's really a 2-year deal, and the long and short of it, for 2017, it drops his cap number to $10 million from that unpalatable $16 million.
Yeah, and he gets, you know, a pretty nice guarantee. He gets an option bonus, and okay. I mean, he worked out the deal. I guess he liked Buffalo. Sean McDermott must have said some things that pleased Tyrod Taylor, because I do believe that he had the opportunity to move on. It certainly seemed as if teams were interested in him, and specifically the Browns. But, you know, with that being said, I found this curious. But I also understand why Buffalo did it. They're giving him an opportunity in a more offensive-friendly coaching system to show that he's matured as a quarterback. They're certainly not going to hide him like Rex and company did many times. And he's going to have to prove his worth. But it's also a situation where it could end up being transitional as they try to find their future quarterback. So I kind of think it's a win-win for both parties involved. I really do.
I think as well. I couldn't agree with you more, Bob. I mean, like you said, at this price, the next 2 years are extremely palatable. And if you don't like him after that, then you've gone in another direction. Bye-bye, so long, God bless. The back 3 years of the contract won't hurt them cap-wise at all. From what I read, I haven't seen any details, but that's what I've been told. You know, I read something, and that's what it said, so we'll go with it as fact. And, you know, the next 2 years, 2017, 2018, very palatable cap figures. You know, $10 million is significantly less than the average that you pay a starting quarterback in the NFL. Especially one that doesn't turn over the football, can occasionally make plays with his arm and his legs. You know, it's not as though he's going to be deer in the headlights and all is lost right out of the box. But there is some coaching up that needs to be done. And as you said, to me, I thought the Bills' offense was very unfriendly to the success of the quarterback. And I understand they led the NFL in rushing and all that. And there were a lot of times he was throwing in good situations. But the way the offense was called,
right?
I didn't feel put Tyrod Taylor in those good situations. What he's shown is he has a big arm. He has lively feet. He is a fairly accurate passer, and he makes smart decisions with the football. He does have to do a better job of using his feet to set up his arm at times and not being such a scramble first quarterback. He does have to make more big plays without radically increasing the mistakes and continue to be a guy that doesn't turn over the ball a ton. And if he can show that kind of growth, you'll really have something at your quarterback position. If you don't, after 2 years, well, you're easy enough. You transition out, you're not hurt. And or maybe this is a guy who becomes one of those damn good backup quarterbacks or a journeyman starter the rest of his career. But you've given yourself a position to find out. And again, like we've talked about with a lot of these teams, you're not forced to reach for into this year's okay, but questionable all the same quarterback draft crop.
You know, don't forget, they've got that guy that they reached for already on the roster.
That's right, you know, Cardale Jones, yeah.
Yeah, you know, it buys them 2 years to find out whether or not Cardale Jones can play in this league.
And that's a good point, you know, and I forgot about that as we got into this discussion, but you are right. And maybe he can, and in those 2 years, maybe you figured it out, you move on because of that. And if you haven't, and neither of them can play, well, you start again and go get another quarterback.
Right, which, you know, to me, that again makes it that win-win situation. And let's not forget, this Bills roster is pretty talented. It's not bereft of talent on either side of the football. They're trying to maintain continuity, albeit without Rex. You know, and I guess Whaley and McDermott decided, you know something, if we can supplement a couple of stuck positions in the draft where we do need help, you know, we've got an elite running attack. We have some elite receivers. Our offensive line is rock solid. Well, we're in pretty good shape on that side of the ball. We bring back a quarterback and hopefully be coached up a little bit in an offensive-friendly system, and we got something going on here, and we address our other needs.
Right, and this looks like, from what I'm hearing, and again, me and you, you know, we have people close to place, people in places, and we read things and we hear things. A lot of people are saying that this is a McDermott decision and not a Whaley decision, and that McDermott kind of won a power struggle, and, you know, Doug Whaley is a figurehead that eventually is going to get shown the door. I don't know how true that is, and maybe that's where we'll pick it up as we tie a bow around hour number one, and we're halfway home on this Thursday edition of the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. You keep it where it is.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Lugu a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Lugu absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
I'll count three, and if you're not out of the hospital, then I'll loose the dogs on you.
Doug Whaley bringing us back to the attack. You know, Joe, I mean, he has Rex's cleat marks all over his back, you know, and eventually Rex ended up losing that struggle, but he won it the first couple of years he was there. And, you know, I mean, Sean McDermott's lighter, so I maybe it doesn't hurt as much.
But, you know, from everything we've read and gleaned, and again, we're hitting a couple of sources. You know, I haven't hit every newspaper, every story on this particular move, but, you know, all indications were that Doug Whaley didn't want any part of Tyrod Taylor. He was the guy that signed him, and he seemed disappointed and wanted to move on. Yeah. But it looks like McDermott said, oh, I like this better than what's out there. We're going to keep, let's restructure the deal. And Whaley and company, and along with McDermott, put this together. And now, you know, we like the move. You got 2 years. Figure it out. Is it Cardale Jones? Does Tyrod Taylor develop? Or is it somebody not yet on the roster? But boy, $10 million to have a starting quarterback in this league that isn't on a rookie deal, that's a bargain. It's a bargain.
Yeah.
You know, for a guy who's productive. Not a superstar, but he's productive.
Familiar with the system, familiar with the team, familiar with the fans, familiar with the city. To me, how is this a losing situation?
It's not. That's hour one. We talked about the value of backup quarterbacks, probably longer than we should have. We talked about the Larry Sanders Show. We talked about Tyrod Taylor being on the move. Not going anywhere, rather. Hey, now. We talked about Brian Hoyer being on the move in his new home. Hour two, even more news out of the NFL. Lots more movement in free agency. We'll have it all for you, and then we'll get the tickets punched and tickets going to be punched in the NCAA Men's College Basketball Tournament. That's all next in hour two. We're going to step aside right now, and then in just a few moments, we will be back with hour two of the Spano and Black Attack right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Trust me, it'll be great, isn't a plan.
Despite the opposition from Democratic members like Lloyd Doggett of Texas, the House Ways and Means Committee has approved the Republican Obamacare replacement plan after an 18-hour session. Here's Lisa Carter.
The vote coming very early this morning, but there is dissension in the conservative ranks.
This needs to be changed in a dramatic way for it to have a chance to pass, in my judgment.
Republican Representative Jim Jordan of Ohio. Vice President Mike Pence will be out on the road this weekend promoting the plan.
AT&T is apologizing for a 911 outage which affected its customers in at least a dozen states last night for about 2 hours. Service restored, but AT&T offering no explanation about what happened. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I just got to town, and I need a presentation printed for a big meeting tomorrow.
Well, Staples has everything you need to print, scan, and fax.
Great. Oh, just got a text. The home office made changes to the presentation.
No problem. You can access your files from a USB, email, or the cloud.
And the meeting isn't tomorrow. Now it's today.
Our machines are self-service, so there's no waiting.
And it's not here. Now it's in Ebensburg.
I hear it's lovely this time of year.
Print, scan, fax, and copy at Staples, your office away from home.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. It's a great time to buy a home. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or an experienced one, Quicken Loans has options that may help you get pre-approved for a mortgage with as little as 1% down. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.18%, APR 4.35%. Call 800-QUICKEN today or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
I've had my ups and my downs.
That's Hillary Clinton, who's starting to make public appearances again following her defeat in the 2016 election.
In the last months, I've done my share of sleeping. Little soul searching and reflecting.
Clinton making those comments last night at the Vital Voices Global Leadership Awards in Washington. She also urged women not to lose their optimism, persistence, or their resistance. Hearings over possible Russian interference in the U.S. presidential election to start on March 20th, and FBI Director James Comey's among the officials who'll testify before a House committee. Yesterday, Comey was speaking at a Boston College cybersecurity conference and said Americans can't expect to have absolute privacy.
There is no place in America outside of judicial reach. That's the bargain. And we made that bargain over two centuries ago to achieve two goals. To achieve the very, very important goal of privacy and to achieve the very important goal of security.
This is USA Radio News.
Love sports articles but don't have time to search the web looking for the most compelling stories? Then US Sports Pages is for you. Why spend hours going to multiple sites looking to find sports articles when we can do the work for you? Our producers go through every newspaper in the country and pick out the best sports articles separated by sport, dramatically reducing your prep time. We also include sports and entertainment kicker stories. USSportsPages.com is the only site you'll need to get your sports fix. Check us out today. The daily links at USSportsPages.com.
The government's February jobs report is out tomorrow, but today the Labor Department's released weekly jobless claims numbers, saying they rose by 20,000 last week. This morning's figure showing 243,000 people filed for first-time benefits. U.S. Marines are now in Syria to help drive ISIS out of the northern city of Raqqa. Pentagon officials say they're equipped with ground-launched artillery to support an existing coalition known as the Syrian Defense Forces. They began their efforts to get ISIS out of Raqqa, which it calls its capital, last November. The Pentagon saying adding these U.S. Marines will accelerate those efforts. A new study finds teenagers' brains are literally wired to engage in risky behavior. A former teen himself, Mark Mayfield, explains.
Researchers studied more than 5,000 teenagers and young adults from 11 countries in Europe, Asia, Africa, and the Americas. They found that a drive for risky experiences peaks around 19 worldwide before declining as young people age. But behaviors included dangerous driving, unsafe sex, and drug and alcohol use, and it varies widely from country to country. For example, only 2% of Indonesian adolescents said that they'd had alcohol in the past month, compared with half the teens in Argentina. The study is published in the journal Developmental Science.
And MIT says it's going to give a $250,000 prize to someone who proves they've taken a personal risk in order to effect positive change for society. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop, for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Once we're all happy at the same time.
Well, indeed we are. Welcome back to Hour 2 of The Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senator Roberto out on the West Coast. You! The phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of The Attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They take us along for the ride each and every day. Affiliates all around the country hold their breath in anticipation of hearing their names mentioned. But quite honestly, we don't care. Now, we do care. But, you know, in today's day and age, it's all about radio on the go. And if you're heading to work right now, or if you're heading to the gym, or no matter where you're going, it's all about the ways you can get not only this terrific show, but all the programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. You go to our homepage, you can start out right there. Click on the Listen Live button. We're right there, all the programs during the course of the day, whether it's Tittle, whether it's Wrestling Observer, whether it's the Hefe, they're all out there for you. All you got to do is click Listen Live, and there we are. If you're on the homepage, you can see all the various interviews that have been done on all the various different shows. Everybody in the world of sports, all the prominent figures in the world of sports, both active athletes, legendary athletes. We have the broadcasters, legendary broadcasters, people in the world of entertainment as well as authors who come on and talk about their various different tomes that they put out on a regular basis. And we cover them here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, and specifically on the Spano and Black Attack. You know, we have a good time doing that. Allows us to steer off the beaten path every once in a while and have a little bit of a good time. It's TuneIn, it's iHeart, it's Stitcher. You know the drill. You know how it works. Most important for us, the American Forces Radio Network. Those guys and girls that protect our liberties overseas and domestically, let's not forget, they're away from home, they're young, sometimes they're very scared. We give them a little bit of a taste of home. Hopefully it brings them a little warmth and comfort in those hours of need. Joe and I are very happy and very proud to be a part of it. As we set up Hour 2, we'll get the table set for you. Surprise, surprise, it's going to be a lot more NFL, but there are a ton of stories to cover. And we'll sneak in anything else that we feel like it, including probably some pop culture references, right on the other side of the break. I'm Bob Black. He's Joe Spano. Don't go anywhere.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems.
Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
My advice to you, start drinking heavily.
Sean McDermott talking to Doug Whaley and bringing us back to hour two of the attack. Welcome back.
Thank you. Hey now.
Hey now. From
hey
what?
Now. Huh? Hey now. You got to give it the real high. Hey now.
Hey now.
Because, see, not anybody, he's proof that anybody can do it.
That's very true.
Hey now.
Hey now.
Hey now.
Because he had those deep pipes, you know.
Yes, hey the dulcet tones of Hank Kingsley. Most people don't even know what that is when I use it. And they're like, okay. You know.
Sure.
They go and look it up later. And they all spell it wrong, but that's okay.
Yes.
That said, we should
probably... The dullard tones.
Yeah, exactly. We should probably continue along. We've done Tyrod Taylor. We've done Brian Hoyer. Do you want to stay with quarterbacks? I guess next would probably be Mike Glennon and Tony Romo. So we'll start with Mike Glennon because I guess we're a lot more certain about that. The Bears were hot and heavy for Mike Glennon. The Buccaneers made a very, very interesting offer, and I think that would be fair to Glennon. Backup quarterback for life will give you very good deals, $7.5 million a year. You won't even have to get your uniform dirty, we hope. And, you know, understandably for a couple of reasons. More money out there, you know, for a decent deal. And he wants a start. Guy's, you know, guy's a competitor. That's how he got to this point. You know, I mean, again, we talked about earlier, and it spawned into a big discussion in hour one, the Buccaneers understanding the value of Mike Glennon to them. Unfortunately for them, they couldn't keep him. And the Bears agree to a three-year, $43.5 million deal on Mike Glennon. Now, what's that? It's about $14 million a year, I think that comes out to, right? 14 and change. $14.5 million a year, me as the math major that I am. Which, again, still less than the average annual value for a starting quarterback in today's NFL. I know what a lot of people are thinking, Bob. Wow, that's a lot of money for Mike Glennon, a quarterback who basically has 1.5 seasons worth of starts under his belt and a completion percentage of just teetering on 60%. Yeah. Maybe it is in today's climate. Three-year deal, $43.5 million, less than the average for a starter, for a guy that is a proven guy, and I actually thought played pretty well in his time in Tampa Bay and basically should never have been unseated by Josh McCown, should have been left there to start that second season, and who knows, maybe it's Mike Glennon. That is the starting quarterback of an ascending Tampa Bay Buccaneers team and not Jameis Winston. That said, We're going to find out exactly what he is in Chicago with now four full seasons of experience, one and a half of them as a starter in Tampa Bay. He was moderately productive. We both liked what we saw out of him, you more than me, but I certainly think there's a potential for growth here. The pricing is not unreasonable. The length of the commitment is not unreasonable. I don't know anything about the guarantees, as that 411 hasn't been leaked or released in any way. So I don't really think this is out of line. And again, the Bears, like many other teams who are tepid on this year's draft crop at the top of the first round for quarterbacks, get a veteran quarterback that they think may be able to grow into their franchise quarterback. If not, he is a quality placeholder at a decent price. And if they come to find he's not the answer, he could be their backup quarterback for life as they go and groom somebody else. So again, I like this deal for the Bears, and I think it's a sound deal.
It's a win-win all the way around. Glennon gets his opportunity to start. He's young enough to star still in that after the three-year deal, or actually you'll see it happen after 2 years. If he shines as a quarterback, they're going to extend him out to elite quarterback money, and they will have solved their problem in Chicago. You know, and from that aspect of it, the organization wins because they got him at the right price now. If he becomes what they hope he becomes, they both win because he'll get paid and they'll have their franchise quarterback. And from there in, they don't have to worry about it. Mike Glennon's a young guy with a cannon arm. His biggest issue is he's not mobile. He's a statue in the pocket. Well, fortunately, the Bears have a damn good offensive line. And so, you know, it's playing into strength. I think the opportunity will be there for him to succeed. As you said, I was on his bandwagon early. I loved what I saw when he was first playing under Greg Schiano, and I think they royally hosed him. I appreciate the fact that Tampa Bay valued him as the insurance policy for Jameis Winston. But, as you said, a competitor. He wants to move on. He wants to play. He wants to start. He gets the opportunity to do it here. He's going to make a nice chunk of money over the next couple of years. And if it turns out that he is a backup quarterback in his league, he's going to be a very well-paid one for the remainder of his career. He won't fade out of the league after 3 years. Win-win.
Well said. The only ones that come up losers in this, perhaps Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who value the backup quarterback, and they're not going to be able to keep him. But what could they do, Bob?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, you got to hedge your bets in those kind of situations, Joe. They recognize that once the organization made the commitment to Winston, that Glennon out the door was probably a fait accompli. They offered as much money as they probably could to keep him around.
You can't give a guy $15 million to back up because eventually you're going to have to pay him. Winston used huge dollars. What do you get, $40 million committed to the start, to the quarterback position? I get it. Right. It's a quarterback-driven league, but you can't have that, you know, that disproportionate amount of resources. And again, Glennon still probably wouldn't have taken it. He wants a start.
Yeah. Can't blame him. It seemed as if, and I, you know, again, we don't know all the minutiae, but that nobody was as fired up about getting him as the Bears were. And to give the Bears organization credit, because you think about their history, Joe, you know, they've never really had a great quarterback in Chicago, except in the old days. I mean, even when they won the Super Bowl, Jim McMahon got it done for them. But he was far from a great quarterback. Mm-hmm. They've never had one.
Bobby Douglas, Vince Evans.
Oh, yeah.
I could go on.
Honestly, you think about it. In a quarterback-driven league, the Bears have never had a great quarterback.
And I've read a bunch of articles, and I'm sure you're right. And you've read the same. Well, how is this an upgrade over Cutler? He's a little cheaper.
The ears to start out with.
You know, Cutler is a physical specimen as a quarterback. You know, I mean, the guy could throw a ball through a brick wall, but he could also run his head through it, and the brick wall would lose that too because he's about as hard-headed as they get. You know, I love Jay Cutler's physical talents. mind-numbing decisions sometimes on the football field, and you don't seem to be able to win with the guy. So, you know, at some point, people move on from him for a reason. You know, and I'm sure you read a lot of the same things. I don't get how this is an upgrade over Jay Cutler, and isn't this a lot of money? Well, it's the 23rd. His earnings are 23rd on an average annual value basis, 23rd in the league. Well, that's below average for starting quarterback. So to me, this makes all the sense in the world. I love it for the Bears. I like it for Mike Glennon. It's a smart, sound move. And good job by Ryan Pace, the Bears general manager. You know, maybe everybody doesn't agree with me, but you know what? If you don't agree with us, you're probably wrong.
That might end up saving John Fox's job, too.
Yeah, I guess so, if they hit the ground running. I mean, they do have some talent issues all over the football field that I don't know that even Mike Glennon can help.
But they can address them in the draft now as opposed to, we got to grab a quarterback.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're seeing a theme here, Bob. These quarterbacks are – I've come to the conclusion that these quarterbacks are going to drop in the draft because the team's in need of a quarterback who are drafting at the top and would potentially draft these guys, have all gone to veteran options so that they don't have to draft them.
Aha!
And there's going to be another team, it looks like, going for a veteran option at the quarterback position. We'll talk about that next and then move on to some of the other big acquisitions in the National Football League. We're Spano and Black. Keep it where it's at.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. Just call 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Soul Ride.
you're taking a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the slowest guys in sports.
We're not ordinary people. We're morons.
Wait a second. That was a shot, wasn't it?
Like I said, the slowest guys in sports on Sports Byline and Sirius Satellite Radio.
The Washington Redskins front office bringing us back to the attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Quarterbacks on the move, Joe. It's what we've been talking about all morning.
And let's keep it going. Tony Romo looks like the Cowboys are going to cut him. And this is not – let me see if we can get this through to everybody. Because there are so many people that say, well, why would they do it? Because financially it doesn't make a heck of a lot of sense for them. You know, because one of the places where they could spend money is at the backup quarterback spot for next year, talking about the value of the backup quarterback position. Because the truth of the matter, their starting quarterback doesn't make any money. He makes $500,000 a year. So you could take the money you'd normally pay that starting quarterback and pay a big chunk of it to the backup quarterback. It doesn't make normal business sense, but again, that luxury is there because, you know, we've talked about it many times. If your starter gets hurt, your season could be over if you don't have a backup. Tony Romo, if he were the backup there, would immediately become the best backup in the NFL by a wide margin. The least durable, but the best. So as long as you don't have to play him, you're fine. That said, this cut wasn't about the dollars and cents because the Cowboys are going to absorb a huge cap charge by cutting him anyway. It's a bigger cap charge by keeping him, but there's a big dead money cap charge here. So economically, it doesn't make a heck of a lot of sense. You know, the economics of his contract and his brittle nature and his age and everything else made him impossible to trade. So when you kind of put it all together, financially it would make more sense for the Cowboys to keep him. But here's your problem. He's made it abundantly clear that he does not want to be a backup quarterback. And while he was a good soldier last year, if you kept him, he might not be a good soldier this year. And the minute the Cowboys struggle behind the young Dak Prescott, you've got the potential for looking over the shoulder and divided locker room. So in many ways, this is addition by subtraction, as you were really in a position, despite the logic of keeping Tony Romo, you're in a position where you couldn't. So the Cowboys in many ways do the only thing they can do. They cast Tony Romo adrift, and now he'll catch on probably with either Denver's the early favorite, but there's a lot of rumblings that the Texans would sign them and admit how much of a mistake they made with Brock Osweiler, who would then be the most expensive backup quarterback in the league, but nowhere near the best one.
He might actually be third string on that team.
Exactly, and then they'd cut him. And then next year they could cut him because the cap charge by next year is minimal on Osweiler. You know, and they'd move on from him, and Tony Romo would be the starter. And if he were the starter in either Houston or Denver with their defenses and the relatively short windows of opportunity or small windows of opportunity, those two teams instantly become Super Bowl contenders for 2017 if they get the services of Tony Romo. The question is, where will he go?
Yeah. If I had to guess, I'd say Houston.
Really?
And I'll tell you why. Doesn't have to really uproot the family. He's comfortable in Texas. He's a legend in Texas. I don't know with his brittleness that the possibility of playing in extreme conditions on the back end of the season is something that would be particularly attractive to him. I think the two teams, as far as them and Denver, as far as being equidistant from the Super Bowl, is probably comparable. And I just have a gut instinct that it's going to be there. And I think it's going to be a better fit. I shouldn't say that. Not necessarily a better fit, but a more comfortable fit with him rather than going up the Mile High. The only caveat that I would throw in there is once he's a free agent, John Elway's a damn good salesman on bringing people in. this whole like practice in the car dealerships paid off. But I know most people feel Denver. I have a feeling it might end up being Houston.
Okay. No, I don't really have a gauge. The early favorite is Denver, but I have no particular insight here. Those are the two logical destinations, and they both make sense for similar reasons. You put Romo in Denver with that defense and what Elway will do to kind of surround him, and are in a position to make one last run before their window closes.
Yeah. Yeah. And the Cowboys, Cowboys have already hedged their bets. They brought in Josh McCown, and they're talking to him to back up.
See, again, now you actually have, here's the backup quarterback, not a threat to the starter. If he's got to play, you're okay, man. That's the perfect backup. That's what contenders need. And finally, Jerry Jones and Stephen Jones have learned from years past where they had, you know, the likes of Kellen Moore and other luminaries of that ilk backing up Tony Romo, that you need a legit backup in this league. That's the perfect legit backup. Duct tape them to a chair, hold them hostage. Don't cut them loose until 4:01 p.m. Eastern time today. And at that point, put a pen in his hand and let him sign the deal and get it done, because that makes sense.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
So it makes sense all the way around. Again, early favorites, Denver. Houston is a logical choice. Again, dominating defense. Last offseason, they brought in all kinds of weapons for that offense. There's a bunch of receivers. There's a Lamar Miller at running back. There's a solid offensive line. Bill O'Brien can call plays, for sure. What they were missing was a signal caller. And that's a division that, it's on the come. It ain't there yet. This might be the opportunity to jump up and steal one with the aging quarterback.
Yep.
So jump up and steal one before Tennessee and Jacksonville get real good on you.
Yep. And don't kid yourself. This is O'Brien's last roundup, too. You know,
whether he leaves of his own accord or he's shown the door, if it doesn't happen this year, you're right, he's leaving.
Yeah. I mean, so it to me, that's another reason why plugging in Romo, it might end up being the best way to go, because you talk about a win-now scenario. They're in the top three in the league as far as having to win now.
Well said. Couldn't said it better. And it's for a number of reasons. Windows now, because I can tell you for sure, unequivocally, barring something unforeseen, by 2018, Tennessee and Jacksonville are going to be there. It might be as soon as 2017, especially for Tennessee, who is way ahead of schedule.
Yeah. Hey, listen, they're eventually going to put some talent around Andrew Luck. I don't know when, but they're eventually going to have it happen.
Yeah, eventually. But it could take a while. But you look at Tennessee, and again, we'll finish this segment up there, and then we'll go into some of the other moves. Tennessee's way ahead of schedule. Mariota developed way ahead of schedule. You've got a whole bunch of money. Other than the San Francisco's Jacksonville's of the world, Tennessee's right there with salary cap money. I got a ton of money to play with. And they've got two picks in the top 20 of this year's NFL draft to address issues. And five, I think, in the top 100. So they got an opportunity to draft to address issues. They've got money to burn in free agency to address issues. And, oh, yeah, by the way, they were a 500 team last year that had some really good wins and hung tough against some really tough teams and really put together and put a stamp on what their identity is. So if I were Houston, I'd get to stepping, man.
You look at the talent on that team, Joe, and I mean, they're deep in a lot of places. The defense kind of sagged at the end of the year, but they'll have the opportunity. Like you said, they got money to burn. They have a lot of draft picks. You know, nobody except the quarterback and the running back and the guys on the offensive line should be secure in their jobs. They will get him more weapons. I would virtually guarantee that the Titans will end up drafting either Ross or Corey Davis in the first round, if one of them is available, and try to get weapons for Mariota. And they'll take it from there. Yeah, you know, they'll take it from there.
You agree with me, the pick at number five is going to be in the secondary. It could be the LSU safety. It could be Malik Hooker. It could be maybe a corner. But I think it's one of the two safeties. I think pick one of them at five. And then down at their pick, I think it's 20, 22. It's somewhere right there. One of those receivers will be there.
Yeah, they will draft a wide receiver.
And then they can, you know, then they can address other things or keep throwing things at those same Achilles heel needs and continue to draft because you got five in the top 100. They'll bring in another running back for sure because when you run the ball with the commitment and different looks that they do, you never run out of a need for more running backs. You know, DeMarco Murray still looks like he's got plenty of tread left on the tire. We've just begun with Derrick Henry.
Right.
But why not bring in another guy?
Yeah, sure.
Everybody gets work in a running game in Tennessee.
Yeah.
Just the way it is.
Yep. I'm looking at their depth chart right now, Joe. There's a lot of talent on there. You know, it's starting to evolve, but there's a lot of talent on there.
Right. Still some glaring needs, and they'll be able to address almost all of them in free agency and through the draft this year. So everybody in the South better get to work because Tennessee going to be real good real soon. More on the NFL next, so keep it where it's at.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Nobody really needs or wants home security until it's too late. You've heard the statistics about how many burglaries there are per day. You see the news. You know there are people out there that do bad things. The best way to help protect your home and your property is with an ADT monitored system from Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider. Call right now to get a free wireless home security system valued at $850. An ADT monitored system can help protect your home from fires, theft, floods, and call for emergency help. Call now to find out more about our $850 free wireless home security system and start enjoying the peace of mind of security today. Call 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281. This offer is for new customers only. Termination fees apply. $99 customer installation charge and 36-month monitoring agreement required. All for details. License terms and conditions available at secureathome.com.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Y'all think you're smart, don't you?
Yeah, but y'all don't know nothing. That's right. Nothing.
Welcome back to the Attack, Bob Luck, Joe Spano. I know at the midpoint day, in midpoint in the afternoon yesterday that you had the same smile on your face that I had on my face in Brandon Marshall signing a deal with the New York Football Giants.
And, you know, it was funny. I think we talked about it yesterday or earlier in the week on the show about how perfect and logical a fit he would be and the fact that even though he's an older wide receiver, those big physical guys with the big hands that win with physicality and always win on the 50-50 balls, and you just throw them the ball whether they're open or not, they make the play. And, you know, those guys don't get old quickly. It's the speed guys that get old quickly. Well, truth of the matter, Brandon Marshall didn't come into the league fast, and I don't know how much he slowed down, but I'm not really worried about it. And for the next couple of seasons, only a two-year deal at $12 million, $6 million a year. He's the ideal number two weapon for Odell Beckham Jr. Because if you don't cover Brandon Marshall, he will make you pay. And it's Eli Manning throwing the ball to him, not a Ryan Fitzpatrick who played horribly, or a Bryce Petty who they hid, or, you know, or Geno Smith. Again, you looked at him in 2015, and he was one of the best receivers in the game. The only thing that changed last year was the fortunes of the Jets offense. I don't think much changed with Brandon Marshall. So I love the acquisition from a football standpoint as far as this making sense. If you don't, if you tilt all your coverage towards Odell Beckham Jr., there are now guys that can make you pay. And the Giants aren't done acquiring guys that are going to make you pay. There will be a tight end drafted early in this draft by the Giants. I am hoping and praying O.J. Howard falls to them, because O.J. Howard, Odell Beckham Jr., Brandon Marshall, Sterling Shepard on the field just about on every play, that's a dynamic passing offense if they keep Eli Manning upright. And that's the part they got to figure out. What are you doing at one of the guards, and what are you doing at those two tackle spots to keep Eli Manning upright? You figure those things out, and this offense will keep up with that defense. And for the next couple of years, the Giants are incredibly dangerous, Bob. And I'm going to give you one more thing on Brandon Marshall before you run with it. He's also the perfect guy to have in that locker room, because he can help Odell Beckham deal with being Odell Beckham Jr. And I'm going to tell you what I mean. Brandon Marshall was diagnosed with borderline personality, and he has dealt with mental illness his entire life, and he has overcome it in great ways to become a much better, stronger, and leveled human being. Odell Beckham Jr. is a great football player, but mentally he has some struggles, and I don't mean concentrating on football. You know, there's some personality disorder issues. I don't know how severe they are, and I'm not a psychiatrist. And I'm driven, and I can get just as crazy, and I can understand it. I'm kind of the same way. Brandon Marshall's the perfect guy to help Odell Beckham Jr. through all the Monday through Sunday stuff and keep him focused. Because if there's somebody that understands better what's going on inside of Odell Beckham Jr.'s head than Brandon Marshall, he doesn't exist in football.
You know, I was listening to local radio when they announced the deal. I flipped over, and I was talking. You're going to eat that dog. Coach. A lot of the callers were, you know, the guy's a nutcase. He's going to disrupt the locker room. No. They haven't been paying attention to what's been going on with Brandon Marshall. And Brandon Marshall on the NFL Network said exactly the right things coming in the door. And I know talk is cheap. He walks in the door. He goes, I'm the number two. Odell Beckham Jr. is number one. He talked about the fact that, you know, the mix of spreading the ball around. He goes, I had Alshon Jeffrey on the other side of myself. I had Eddie Royal going back to my days in Denver. He had 91 catches. I had 100 catches. Eric Decker and myself with the Jets. We had a monster year with the first year with the Jets together. Joe, it's the perfect signing. The guy has a lot left. Like you said, speed really doesn't matter in his football game. You know, he actually mentioned Sterling Shepard as well. He goes, we can't forget about our young cat who has a high ceiling. And where there was a mismatch where Shepard playing the slot superseded Victor Cruz, who was forced outside, and out of position and eventually made irrelevant for a number of reasons. This is the perfect fit. If they add that tight end, which they more than likely will, Shane Vereen out of the backfield catching the football. Eli better show up next year. Now, look, they have things to address on the offensive line, like you said. I think they're going to make enough moves because there is depth in the draft on the offensive line, and I think you'll see that in the second round and the third round with the Giants, and then there could be judicious free agent spending because don't forget, a lot of guys have been cut loose. You know, Okonga's out there. I don't know how much he has left. DJ Fluker just got cut. You know, there are guys who you can bring in that will make that offensive line better. But I'll tell you what, where the offense was a liability for the most part with the Giants last year, Ben McAdoo and Jerry Reese are making sure that you're not going to be able to make that same statement going into next year. And I think you'll see it in the draft as well. Eli, if there's something left in the tank with you and you don't want conversation to start, you better jumpstart this offense last year. Because guess what? With this addition, and if they're able to solidify that offensive line, they're a contender for the Super Bowl, Joe.
I think solidifying the offensive line is a key now, as that brings Eli back. I didn't see Eli being done. You know what I saw? Is a guy who didn't believe in the offensive line. And
oh,
people
me too.
Look, say he wasn't sacked that much. I said, I saw this guy throw the passes at the heels of his offensive line and quit on more plays in one season than I saw him do in his entire career. He was chucking and ducking for the first time ever. You know, because Eli is he'll stand in there as long as anybody. Nothing scares Eli. He is as unflappable as there is. And it was just, you know, when you see Eli Manning starting to get happy feet and chuck and duck, that's telling you something about the state of your offensive line. That means it ain't good. So they do need to address that. Andrew Whitworth is a guy that comes to mind for me. He's old, yes. And he's a stopgap, but a good stopgap for a short period of time while you address this main priority as the draft moves along. But Andrew Whitworth at left tackle. Move Eric Flowers where I told everybody he belonged all along. And I was one of the only guys that said, nah, he's a left tackle. And he's miscast there because of what you don't have. And he pretty well showed me he's miscast at left tackle. I think as a road-grading right tackle, who still needs to improve his technique and pass blocking because he'll get beat up there too. But as a road-grading right tackle, if you can make that right side of your offensive line, that pounder side, you'll be able to run the football. You know, they've got to, you know, move Flowers to right tackle, bring in Whitworth at left tackle, and go out and find yourself a guard somewhere because you need a right guard. You know, the other inside spots are set. You know, the center is set, and and Pugh at left guard is one of the very best.
Yeah, he's an all-pro. Yeah, absolutely. You're spot on right. And you know,
and
like
Weston
I said,
Richburg at center is also terrific.
So, I mean, they're with what they were able to do with that defense last year, even if the defense takes a little step back due to attrition, if the offense can step up and play on the level that they're capable of with all the weapons that will be surrounding Eli, they're going to give anybody a run for their money next year.
You want windows of opportunity. Figure out a way quickly to get JPP signed to a multi-year deal and off of this – you know, this franchise tag, that'll free up some money. You can go out and get Whitworth. Maybe you could even retain a Jonathan Hankins, or you'll have to sign a cheaper equal quality substitute. And then go to work in the draft. I'm not asking you to make a million free agent acquisitions. This one starts at a couple of other small pieces. Make sure you plug some holes. Go crazy in the draft. And as you said, two-year window, you're there.
Yeah.
You're right there at the top of the list for 2 years.
And then you'll
figure it out.
Right, and then you'll be restarting again because eventually Eli's going to get old.
Yeah, and in that next 2 years, you'll have to draft a quarterback of the future, which you haven't done yet.
They may even do that this year.
Hey, Mitch Trubisky drops down far enough. Who knows? These quarterbacks are going to drop like a stone, Bob. All the teams at the top that needed a quarterback went out and got one. So guess what? Ain't nobody drafted him. So the next thing you know, at 23, where the Giants pick, the right guy may be there. And if that future possible franchise quarterback is there at 23, all apologies to O.J. Howard, and I love him. I picked the quarterback. And everybody will go crazy and they'll boo. But Eli's getting old. Getting old. If you can develop a Trubisky, who's going to need a long time to develop, just as an example, he's perfect. He sits behind Eli for 2 years.
Yeah. Even if you go later round, even if you go the kid out of Pitt, the kid out of Miami, who they think has a big upside.
I don't like Nathan Peterman at all.
But I'm saying if you roll the dice, fourth round, third
round. One of these years, Bob, you got to stop rolling the dice or later round on a quarterback. Just go for it and get a guy.
No question about it. But the class being what it is this year, I wouldn't be surprised if this isn't the year if they don't get a guy. But
all right, but we like the Giants' direction. We're going to be intrigued to see what they do going forward, that's for sure. Yep. Two more deals I want to spotlight very quickly. Calais Campbell to sign with the Jaguars. $14 million average annual value. This is an all-around super productive defensive end slash defensive tackle. He's tall, he's rangy, he can sack the quarterback, he can get after, he can have a factor in the run game, he can drop back in the zone blitz, knock down passes, pick off passes, cover people in a short area. He's one of the very best all-around defensive linemen in the game. Maybe he doesn't do anything great as far as rushing the passer, but he does everything very, very well. And paired with a Malik Jackson, now you're starting to build something along your front.
I couldn't agree more. And they have money to spend. Last year they won the offseason. Let's see if they win the in-season this year. Yeah.
Just keep spending it. You got it. Tie up quality guys. You can afford it. Do it. Got to start winning, though. And Dwayne Allen to the Pats in a deal very reminiscent of the Martellus Bennett deal from a year ago.
Yeah.
Pats send a fourth-round pick to the Colts for a sixth-round pick in return, along with Dwayne Allen.
Bye-bye, Martellus Bennett.
Yep. Can't pay everybody.
Nope.
And here's the deal. Guy can flat-out inline block, and he's a quality receiver. He's not durable. He will get hurt. He will miss time, just like Gronk. Between the two of them, I don't know how often the two of them will be on the field together. He hasn't taken off as the pass receiver we all thought, but he's a good red zone threat. And maybe, in New England, where they do a great job of using tight ends, maybe he does evolve and grow into what we thought he could be or started to show he could be earlier in his career. Again, it's all upside. There's no risk here. You gave up almost nothing, and you move on to a guy that can block and certainly is going to be about half the price that Martellus Bennett's going to be going forward.
And that's the thing, half the price. They would have loved to have kept Bennett. It's just not a doable situation. Hedging their bets on Gronk. They have to.
There you go. And if all else, and if it works out right, they'll play together. Back to the two tight end look. And it left them the money to add Stephon Gilmore. So, I guess goodbye, Logan Ryan. And by the way, forget about Andrew Whitworth. Just signed with the Rams.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, well. Best laid plans of mice and men. We'll tie a bow around it next.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You're back with the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, wrapping it up here for the Thursday edition. You mentioned Whitworth going to the Rams. I guess at this point in his career, that last big payday is worth more than winning. I don't see the logic of him going there. DeSean Jackson, though, as you said yesterday, he's going to go to the Bucs. As being reported, becomes a nice weapon for Jameis Winston. We'll see how that works out.
Run.
We'll see how that works out.
Rich contract, he may get old real soon. He's a speed guy. Those guys get old fast. Barry Church going to upgrade the safety spot for the Jaguars as they continue to spend because they got money to burn. And here was one that popped into my head as we're getting out the door, because we talked about the Giants. I said, boy, Andrew Whitworth be perfect there. Well, now you're going to have to address tackle in the draft somewhere. And because I don't see a tackle, maybe, you know, Clady, but I don't know what he's got. I don't know what they think of him, and he's not durable, and I don't think much of him. But here's a move I'd love to solidify the interior positions. And it cost a lot less than people think. But, boy, is this guy good. You put him at right guard along with Pugh and Richburg. Your interior is set for a long time. Ronald Leary, everybody forgets about him. He got replaced by Lael Collins, who was going to be one of the very best guards that we've seen in a long time. Well, Lael Collins got hurt last year. Ronald Leary stepped in. You never heard his name called. You know why? Because he's a damn good guard.
Good. That's right.
Real good. So what about Ronald Leary, 4 years, $18 million? Plug him in at guard. You've solved the interior of your offensive line. How's that?
Distinct possibility. I've heard the rumor already with him.
Well, they've listened to me about Brandon Marshall. Maybe now they'll listen to me about Ronald Leary.
Listen to us about Brandon Marshall.
All right. Okay. All right. We're out of here, Bob. You know the drill. Thanks to everybody. Keep it right here. Tomorrow we tie a bow around it. We feature Mike Golic. So it'll be two fat guys talking. Until we do it again tomorrow, for Bob Black, good day, all.